This is Anime Afterlight Podcast, our mid-year 2011 special. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our co-host, Vincino.
It's a quarter till eight. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. And our other host, Gabe.
Did we start?
Got in my nose! Oh, God! It burns!
I had to do it again.
You fucker, man! I was drinking fucking Coca-Cola!
Okay,
that
okay. I'm the co-host, Gabe.
Oh, God!
Jesus.
Okay. Go ahead.
And our blog writer, Larix.
Oh, I used up.
And our guest this week, Aeroblip.
Yo, what's up?
Hello.
Aerosmith without the Smith. All right.
That joke so, still sucks.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right.
So,
Dave, what is this show about?
This show is about all the animes and shows that have been aired from the beginning of 2011 to the middle of 2011, which we're now just approaching. It is now the end of June. So, winter and spring are
summer
out.
Summer season actually just...
Yeah,
summer season just started yesterday.
Yeah.
With Double J.
Double J.
Is that the Flash show?
The what?
The Flash animated one?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, it's Flash. A Flash anime.
Sort of. Yeah, it's just like a picture drama that you can call, but like it's animated, so... I guess it's a Flash.
So winter season.
Winter. Let me.
What about winter?
Let me open up the thing so I can see it.
Here, I got the chart in front of me. If you want to go down all the shows, like really quick.
I completely forgot all the shows.
All right.
Well, here I'm about to go down the list really quick. All right. So winter season consisted of Remember My Lovecraft Sensei, Starry Sky, Rio Rainbow Gate, Kimi ni Todoke second season, Infinite Stratos, Yumiko and Mary, Maho Shoujo Madoka Magica, Wolverine, Gosick, Freezing, Card Fight Vanguard, I Don't Like You at All, Big Brother, Mitsuda Moe, Beelzebub, Is This a Zombie, Dragon Crisis, Lovely, Fractale, Wandering Sun, Sweet Pucure, and Mize Magic, and Family Day. So yeah, in a quick rundown, that's all the winter shows.
Shit.
Interesting season. So...
Yay!
What does everyone like about this season?
What did everyone watch? I think we should start with what did everyone.
Shit! What did I
check
watch?
Out? What did everyone watch?
I watched Rio Rainbow Gate, Kimi ni Todoke second season, Infinite Stratos, Yumiko and Mary, Madoka Magica, Gosick, Freezing, I Don't Like You at All, Big Brother, Beelzebub, Is This a Zombie, Dragon Crisis, Lovely, Fractale, and Wandering Sun.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just start at the top way down?
What?
Should we just start at the top and just go down the list?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, God, if we're starting at the top, start with Rio Rainbow Gate. Right. Oh, God, who wants to talk about Rio Rainbow Gate?
I didn't watch it. I've heard stuff about it. That's about it.
Well, it's a Beck game, so I don't know why
it's
you didn't
a Beck.
Watch it. It's your favorite studio.
My favorite studio.
Every day. Well, I think me and Larks and Dave and Arrow watched it.
Did you watch Arrow?
I saw the pilot and I was confused as fuck. So.
Okay, never mind then.
So you didn't watch it?
Just the pilot. That's it.
Dave, you watched it, right?
I did. I bared through it the whole travesty.
Oh my
show.
God. I swear to God, that's. Well, actually, it used to be my least favorite show of the entire year. But that show is so goddamn stupid. It is so bad. It really is.
My God.
It is really bad. It's like women with big tits in a casino.
No, Gabe's gonna watch it now. Why you guys say stuff like that?
Because he needs to bear through the pain that we did.
He just, you know, Gabe loves big titties and small titties. Just titties.
Why are you saying this? Why you do this?
You know what, Larks? I did not absolutely hate Rio Rainbow Gate until the very end. And then I was like, okay, I can see why Lurks kind of despises this show for the bottom of his heart.
So dumb. So dumb. So dumb. They even, like, in the chart, they even describe Rio as the titular character.
Titular character. Yeah. I see it. Stupid.
Well, I don't think we should spend too much time on one show. Is it?
Of course we
Is it bad or is it good?
It's terrible.
What makes it so bad?
The fact that it's such a dumb story wrapped around a dumb characters. It's like, there's nothing redeeming about the show.
Wait, we should let Dave throw in a couple cents here. Dave?
All right, go, Dave.
Well, it's pretty bad, like, the first episode on. Like, everything, every bit of fan service is so forced. It's just, like, painful to the eyes.
This is the cosplay show.
Gabe would love this show. I know he would.
Probably. He would. I'm such a kind and lenient man.
Dude, you don't hate anything.
I have no reason to.
Then you should watch Rio Rainbow Gate.
I've already watched Mars of Destruction.
If you watch that, you pretty much have no reason to hate anything else in the world.
Alright, so is that on Rio Rainbow Gate?
Yes.
I don't want to go into it that much. I mean, I didn't really feel that bad about it, but yeah, I can't really deny that it was a pretty lackluster show, and I didn't really like it that much.
Alright. Next up,
Kimi Todoke, second season.
Are we skipping?
I watched Starry Sky, and no one else watched Mr. Lovecraft Sensei?
No.
Can I just briefly talk about those two then?
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Alright, well, Lovecraft Sensei, I think it's a Flash anime, isn't it?
It is.
It's very flashy. It's like, I don't know if it's a sequel, it might be a retelling to an anime that was airing in 2007, 8, 9, I don't know, one of those years, and it's basically just a Flash anime as well, but that one was very, just like a skitty thing where they just did like forks stabbing into fingers every like episode or something like that, where this one has like a story where it's counting down every episode to the end of humanity and stuff, and then they bring back the forks on the last episode. It was kind of just a weird, fun anime, I guess. I don't know. Everyone seems to hate it. I don't know why. No one seems to really like that series. What?
I thought it was okay. You know,
you watched it?
Yeah, it's really short. Like, the OP, I bet, is longer than the show itself.
The OP is longer than the show. It is. It's like, the OP, the whole show, I think, is 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes long. And the OP is like a minute and a half. So, it's longer than the show. Yeah.
Hmm. It's nice to watch when I'm waiting for stuff to download.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fast. You can finish in like an hour if you really needed to. Not even that, maybe half an hour. And did anyone else watch Starry Sky? I think I'm the only one. Because I watched everything last season.
Nope.
Okay, Starry Sky is just a big fucking reverse harem where there's only one girl in the entire world and all the other guys are out to get her for some reason. And every guy has his mysterious past and stuff. The main girl in this series kind of doesn't really do much. I mean, I still haven't finished this. I don't even think the rest of the episodes are subbed. I'm on like 22 out of 26, and they're like 10 minutes or 11 minutes per episode. The ending song's pretty sick. I gotta give it props. That ending song's really nice. I listen to it every time. I just don't like very many characters in this series, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of girls out there probably like this series a lot, so it's probably not for me because I'm a guy, but whatever. And that's all, really. I don't really have anything else to say about Starry Sky.
Cool.
No one else watched it.
Alright. Now, Bubbles the Animation.
Bubbles the Animation. Let's do this. Who watched this, anyway?
I watched it.
I watched it.
Me too.
I didn't finish it. Gabe?
Yeah. I've seen the first season.
I've already seen it. You only watched the first season?
First season still.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, cool.
Me, Lurks, then Dave, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. I like this show. I mean, it's not true to the manga at the ending. We know this.
No, it's not just the ending, Kai.
What's wrong with it?
I'll get into it later, dude. I could spend a whole entire fucking hour talking about how much I don't like the second season of Kimi ni Todoke. Which Tunawin doesn't know.
And you still give it a high score no matter what you do, right?
Right, because for anyone who doesn't know, I'm a gigantic Kimi ni Todoke fanboy. I love that series to death. I just had my problems with that second season, so...
Mm.
when I was going into it, it felt a lot like the first season, so I didn't really have...
Well, of course, yeah.
Because I haven't read the manga or anything.
They really had bad timing.
You really need to. That, like, even after what's happened in the second season, there's still, like, really interesting stuff happening in the manga.
Yeah,
really liking it.
They really had bad timing making this...
Yeah.
They should have really done it, like, they should have given it, like, half a year, or a year, dare I say.
I would have waited if they would have just done a better job with it. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. If you don't want to go too much on it.
I mean, y'all can. I'm just going to save mine for later.
Well, what do you have to say about it, Dave? I know you have some things to say before about, you know.
I thought the first season of Kimi ni Todoke was pretty good, so, you know, I was... had more like higher expectations from the second season, but you know, it's like while I watch it, there's so much frustration and it kind of like makes you want to like tear your face off because there are things that get misunderstood along the way. And
well, is that really necessarily a bad thing that makes you?
Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from because I'm in the same boat as he was. Like, this series is very frustrating.
With the anime or the manga?
No, the series in general.
Okay. So.
Like, because the first season holds true to the manga to, like, a T. Uh-huh. So it's pretty much the exact same. But, like, I understand where Dave's coming from. Like, this series is very frustrating at times with just a lot of what it does. But it gives you the payoff that you want.
And yeah, it's not bad. Like they're doing a good job if they're making you, you know, this
that's the thing,
this
though. It's
involved.
Like, even at the end of the second season, I don't really feel that satisfied with.
There's a reason for that, Dave, and I'll tell you why
they
later.
They had to kind of like, you know, kind of drop.
I'll tell you why it's not as big a payoff at the beginning. All right, next show is Infinite Stratos.
I did not watch this.
I watched
this.
Six episodes in.
Really?
Hanazawa.
Huh?
Kana Hanazawa. That's all I can say. She made the show bearable.
Oh, she was
Charles?
She in the show? Charles? She was Charles,
Charlotte,
wasn't she?
The blonde chick?
Yeah,
Charlotte. Oh, she was Charles. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was the only reason why I watched it.
I watched it because I was interested to see how they were going to pull off a mech and / harem. Like, that's just a combination I would never, like, put together.
Well, it's been done before. There was a Vandred is a harem mech anime.
Well, I've never watched Vandred, so.
Okay.
Well, okay, so who saw this then?
I did.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's the bottom line, guys?
Interesting fight scene.
It's kind of subpar. It has its moments and it has its really stupid moments.
Really?
Like the one thing I hate about the show so much is my favorite character in that show was Laura Bodwig, the German chick. And when she, like, got introduced into the show, I was like, yes! Finally! Some character that actually has a pair. And I was just so happy. And then they turned her into a complete fucking, like, pussy bitch. And I was like, God damn it! They turned her into every single other female character, and that pissed me off so much.
Well... I did think like this show did have like a couple good action sequences, I guess. I mean, you know, when they were like really well done, but most of the show was like mostly kind of generic, and I didn't like how like some of the girls were just kind of pushed off to the side and kind of forgotten about by the end of the series.
I think it more revolved around a harem than it did a mech.
Yeah, I think that was the problem with this.
Yeah, like the harem themes definitely stood out more than the mech themes.
All right. So I guess it's a little below average show.
Yeah. I think I give it a 5.
Oh, okay.
King said he's discovered this manga of Infinite Stratos. He said he really liked it. And I told him that...
You guys were trying to make him hate it.
No.
Yeah.
When I said I didn't like the show, he got so mad and so angry. He's like... God damn it, Dave. Why are you so critical on harems? This is why... he was just so mad. I tried to explain to him, but, you know... I don't think the manga's that far in on Infinite Stratos. But I don't know. Maybe his thoughts will differ. I don't know.
Okay. So, next show? Yumikoi Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who watched Yumikoi Mary?
6 episodes still in.
I finished it.
Finished it.
Yeah.
I finished it. So I said on the on one of the top fives we did on the, I think it was the last show that we did, what was it? Fuck, Deteriorated. That's what. Yeah, this is on my top five deteriorated shows. I was so liking this show at the very beginning, and then that final episode came up, and it took a giant nosedive because that last episode was so bad.
Huh.
I thought
it was Gabe's back.
We're talking about Yumikoi Mary now?
Yeah, yep. Yumikoi Mary.
Yeah, that was a pretty bizarre last episode.
It had a girl
playing
an invisible trombone. Just out of nowhere.
I swear there was significance to that, but I just couldn't know. I couldn't figure it out.
I think the only significance I can figure out from that is that that girl was in the she was in a brass club. Like a brass band club.
I see.
That's the only significance I have to that. I was really enjoying the show at the beginning, but then the last episode came around and I had to like drop it down a couple ranks.
I liked it. It had a nice art style to it. That's what I liked.
It was a very interesting premise.
Yeah,
definitely was.
I don't know. I found this pretty kind of boring. Like really, most of the shows they don't really do that much. I don't know what it is, but it's just. It feels so interesting.
What about you, Arrow?
I don't know. I was really interested in the beginning. I mean, if you guys remember the first episode with that whole cat chase sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean at that point I was like, okay, this could be a really interesting show.
It had a nice hook.
And then they kept introducing people and then nothing happened and
the pacing was a little fast.
I was really interested in that John Doe character, and they never brought him back.
Yeah.
Well, they did, like, later, but, like, that was only once.
Yeah.
I felt like this entire show is just, like, one giant commercial to read the manga. That's how I got out of it. And we're not going to do anything with them.
Well, you have to understand, this show is about vagina bones.
Yeah. It's freaking
Hold on. Wait. I actually have that picture and posted.
So if you guys know GG, they have a reputation for being trolls. And when Mary was wearing a swimsuit, the sub said, "Couldn't you have found a swimsuit that shows off Mary's vagina bones a little better?" It's like, I know it didn't fit because I know the Japanese word for that word, but it was not in there. I don't think it was in there. No. It was so dumb. Oh my god, GG, they made that show better. In that episode.
Okay. Now I think we need to keep this next discussion to like a minimum.
You
okay,
got.
Okay, we're gonna be very, very brief on our hate, Larks.
One sentence.
Can I? Because I feel like you guys are gonna.
No, I'm not gonna be that hateful. I'm okay. I've gotten past my Madoka.
Okay. No. Next show: Mahou Shoujo Madoka Magica.
Yes.
Who wants
Let's to, have Gabe. Let's have Gabe open us up.
Yeah, Gabe, this is start Gabe us off show. Here.
Whatever. Okay. Mahou Shoujo Madoka Magica is a show by Shaft, Akiyuki Shinbo. It opens up as what you would think is a typical happy-go-lucky, bright, cutesy, what do you call it, magical girl anime. But it's a complete turnaround in the genre, and it's extremely popular. It's dark, it's crazy, but, you know, people in here kind of...
Oh, people in here, you know us people.
With the growing popularity, some, you know, words came out. I don't even know. I liked the show. I thought it was awesome. You know, I'm not going to hide it. I think the show was awesome, you know. It had a complete turnaround to what I was thinking. I enjoyed it a lot, and it's...
I kind of feel the same way about Madoka Magica that King feels about Evangelion, which Evangelion being one of my favorites of all time would be he loves it, but like at the same time he fucking hates the community that loves the show. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like I'm not saying that they're bad people out there who like Madoka Magica. There's a lot of good people out there who like this show. It's a good show, but like man, some of them are I want to strangle some people, man, out there, but. Other than that, I really like this stuff.
Maybe it was because someone established the Church of Madoka Magica. Just
maybe it was someone.
I don't understand. What is this? What is this?
What are you talking about?
What is this Church of Madoka Magica?
You've never heard of the Church of Madoka?
You didn't see it? No. This is why I don't hate the show, apparently.
The Church of Madoka Magica. Like, there are a lot of critics out there who don't like this show for a lot of reasons. There are a lot of people who don't like the show for legit reasons, in fact. And there are some things that you can actually legitimately not like. But I still like the show. Even, it does have a few faults, but, you know, if you look past them, it's still a fun show to watch. And I had fun watching it for a few episodes.
Uh-huh. I want to put my two cents on this. I don't hate this show. I never did. I think it's a legitimately good show. The only thing I don't like about it is the fact that it is completely overhyped. People, the reason I think that is because everybody had to wait like a month before the last two episodes came out. And so you know people were like anticipating the shit out of like these last two episodes. And once they finally got it and saw the ending for it, they finally got the ending to the show and then they overhyped it. It's not the show itself, it's the hype that's been brought by it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Arrow?
I agree pretty much with that statement. Let's just go on.
Sure.
Wait, Dave! What do you think, Dave?
It's good, but it's not that good. So that's my statement.
Alright, let's go on to Wolverine.
Wolverine! Who finished this anime? Was it just me? Yeah, okay! Let's do this!
Totally.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Did no one watch it?
I, after watching three episodes of the Iron Man show, I told myself I was not going to watch any more of these Marvel animes.
Dave, Arrow, Gabe?
I kept hearing
you guys.
Yeah,
this is Madhouse's second installment of the Marvel. What are they called? Marvel animes. Wolverine. I think there's four, counting Blade, and this anime. It's not good. It's not good. Just say that.
Okay.
Pretty much X-Men, Iron Man, and Wolverine. Not really that good. Only thing really good about it is that.
I'll say Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix is in it. That's the best thing about it, is that Wolverine doesn't look like a fucking spaz like he does in the X-Men anime, okay? That's all. There, I'm done. Wolverine actually looks like Wolverine in this anime. I guess that's better.
Let's move on to a show called Go Sick. Was a mystery.
I like this show.
Mystery crime show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a. I've actually seen something.
I'm fully caught up. I'm anticipating that last episode. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm four episodes behind.
I'm like 10, 20 episodes behind, but I still like it.
I really like this show. Really, really like it.
I like it. I like it. It's pretty good.
It's kind of new to me. I mean, I haven't seen either, like mystery detective anime XFI.
I was getting bored a little bit. I am in the anime right now. I'm getting pretty bored with it, but
yeah, it's pretty unique to me. So for that reason, I really like. I like the characters, like Victorica or however you want to say it. She's really nice. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm about like halfway into it, and some parts of it are pretty interesting, but it feels like to me that the cases in Go Sick kind of get less and less interesting and less clever. It feels like the solution to these cases kind of seem, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it fits in that well at the end. I'm not sure what to like really think of this show, but I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I'm like, if we're talking about on the fence, I'm like right in front of the fence, like playing with the grass or something. Because I'm right there, kind of, but I'm not on the fence about it at all. Really. Shut up! Let's just move on. Jesus!
What about Arrow? Have you watched it?
So, I got to episode 11, and that's when I dropped it, but everyone said it got better, so I'm just going to wait for it to finish.
Wow,
episode 11 about? What was that about?
Hey.
The last thing I remember is when, like, he finds that one girl in the box, and then he tries to call.
Oh, dude, I like that case.
That's how far I got.
What's really, well, you know what's, like, I want to make this one last point. What's really interesting about this is the same director that made Hero Man.
Yeah, don't bring that up ever again.
No, dude, I'm serious. Like, he's making a good show, dude.
Maybe. I know. I gotta get back and watch Hero Man. I dropped Hero Man after the second episode for a reason, and I never drop anime. I should never drop anime. Anime shouldn't be dropped. I'm just kidding.
So,
yeah.
Next show?
Yeah. Right. Oh, Freezing!
Oh, yay! Yes! Freezing!
This show is terrible. Oh my god, this show is so stupid.
Anyone want to make an open... Errol, do you have an opening statement? About
I this? Like yeah. it. I like it.
Yeah, you go for it. Dude.
That's all I gotta say. Eric, go on.
Like, no. It's like I only saw the first episode, and like the fight scenes, that was kind of cool and all. And then
you only saw the first episode.
Just the first episode. And then like once that one dude started like, it's like, oh, she looks like my sister, and just starts rubbing his face in her tits. I just got like flashbacks of, like Queensblade, and I just gave up.
Dude, stop while you're ahead. Just quit while you're ahead, dude.
Dude, that main character's voice, they needed to fire that motherfucker like anytime in that anime and just replace him with anybody. The staff, the crew could have done it. I can't believe that shit. Did you?
Wait, are you saying that dude is much more smarter than the guy from Infinite Strata?
What? Yeah, they're. Yeah, yes. Oh my god, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, you have contest. No idea. You have no idea.
There's no contest.
I think the dude from fucking Girls Bravo is smarter than that guy.
That's great. Oh my god.
Alright.
Big
old bitty.
Dave.
This was such a mistake.
Want to put something in on this?
This is like
such a mistake.
It's a mistake to like watch this show and for like Hanazawa to like take a role in this show because it's so awful.
But she was in the show too.
Yes.
She was satellite.
Satellite or senpai?
No, she was the other guy. She was the foreigner that came into the
show. What? Yeah. Oh my god!
That's the one we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. I didn't know Mamiko Noto voiced Satellizer.
I was saying you called the character voiced by her.
Oh, son of a bitch!
You couldn't tell?
No!
I could tell the first episode. I was like, wait a second.
God damn it.
You want to take something back? You just said...
No, that character's still dumb, whether or not it's voiced by my favorite voice actor of all time. Like, the character is written poorly. Ugh, alright.
Let's move on.
What's next?
Card Fight Vanguard.
I am the only fucker who watched this damn show again.
I came close to watching it. I watched like the first like opening sequence and I was like, this looks fucking retarded. I'm done.
I've seen like two or three or four episodes of this so far. I have the like 20 that's out.
You wanna give us a consensus?
It's a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Ripoff and it doesn't need to exist. That's pretty much my consensus. But you know what? I was actually getting into the card battles a little bit because I'm a big Yu-Gi-Oh fan. If you haven't noticed, so yeah. Hmm. You know, main character's a pussy. I fucking hate him. Oh god. I mean, the only reason why he even wins is because he gets lucky with good cards. That's all.
You just totally described every Yu-Gi-Oh show ever. Are you joking me? What is this Heart of the Cards bullshit? That didn't make no fucking sense. That's total luck.
They drew that shit without even knowing what they were going to do.
Okay, it's
card enough. I'll draw the card I need.
All right.
Screw the rules. I have green hair.
Screw the rules. I have right, Ven?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Right. Okay.
No, screw the vagina. I have a vagina.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like you at all, Big Brother.
I don't like you at all.
I like it. I like you, Big Brother.
Man, I didn't expect people to hate this anime as much as they did. I did not expect that. It surprised me.
The manga is like not.
Because the manga's not bad. It's not bad. The manga's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not amazing. It's not even close to amazing. It's barely even passable as good, but it's still good. Like, I still love reading the manga because it's very funny, and the character... But the character designs are so fucked up in this.
They're just so weird.
Well, we got past the... Who watched this all anyway?
I did.
Me too.
I did.
I did not.
Okay, good.
And it's...
I didn't laugh at all during this show.
All I gotta say about Big Brother is that I was liking it at the very beginning, but then it kind of just got really stupid, in my opinion.
I liked the beginning too, a little bit.
All that show was about was like penguins and tigers on their vaginas.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much it. It was bestiality, but kind of, you know, lighthearted at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
The next show is Mitsuda Moe.
I haven't even watched the first season.
Yes.
Dave and me watched this, right, Dave? And
yeah,
Marks?
I watched it.
And
no, I didn't. I haven't even started Mitsuda Moe.
Yeah,
okay, me and Dave. Arrow?
Nope.
Okay, me and Dave.
I like
that. Hi, Dave. What did you think about this show?
It was good. I really...
Did you laugh?
I did sometimes,
I laughed a couple times in the show. Too. Oh, go ahead.
What I didn't like is that they made the second season like 8 episodes long. And it was so short.
Oh, yeah, that's... The second season more than the first season, though.
Did you really?
You know?
Really?
Do you remember the ending to the second season?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
so nice. Heartwarming and sad and beautiful. No, it wasn't, but it was cool.
I think what's turning me off from this show is, like, the character design.
I mean, there's from the first season, the second season, that, what's her name, Dave? Third, is it?
The youngest.
The sadistic one. The sadistic one becomes fat. And she becomes the fat one. Not the sadistic one anymore.
I think the comedy is always the fat. Got onto like a really flat plateau. I mean, like, it's not bad, but it just hasn't changed at all from the first season to second season.
I guess I did like the first season a little better.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's a difference.
Alright, that's all I can really
say. Yeah, that's all I got.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it from y'all?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really have much to say about Mitsuda, don't worry.
The next show then would be Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
I'm still currently watching the show.
I am still watching it.
I'm behind on it.
Really?
Yeah.
And Dave's behind on it, so it's
watched episode. Yeah, I'm like one episode behind.
You know what? If they kept with that crying shit that they kept with for the first like 5 episodes or 7 episodes, whatever the fuck it was, I would have dropped the show a long time ago, because that's not in the manga at all, I swear to God, and I fucking pissed my shit all over that crap. Oh my God, my head hurts so much after like the 5th episode because of all the crying in it.
That's part of why I dropped it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
They stopped doing it after a while. They did stop doing it completely, but
I've stuck with it for now. But as of like the last few episodes have been kind of stupid. It's been getting really kind of boring.
That's because there's a lot of filler.
Yeah,
they haven't been doing shit.
That's like, what it feels like.
There's been a lot of filler just the beginning. They're like fucking 100 chapters into the manga right now.
Like, it's just the beginning, you know.
It's all right. It's all right. It's not like if I were to have it a score right now, I'd probably be like around like a high 6, maybe a low 7.
Yeah. What I don't like about it is that the animation is so... It takes so many shortcuts. And, I know they've got to do other shonen shows like Naruto and Bleach, but, you know, come on. It's just beginning, and the animation's already kind of taking shortcuts. It's the show's humor, it's kind of bland, and... I don't know. This is why I'm, like, behind on it. It's because I just kind of lost some interest out of it.
I don't know.
Alright.
Whatever.
I gotta move on.
Yeah, we do.
Move on to Cardi Wise Zombie Deska.
You wanna wait for Gabe for this one?
Well, he can jump in later.
He can jump in. He can. Hey, he can.
Yeah.
He can.
So, is this a zombie? Who watched it?
I did.
I did.
I did. Everyone did.
Yeah.
Even.
I actually kind of like this show. I really did.
I thought it was okay.
I was waiting on y'all to say something.
Okay, I'll jump in. I actually loved this show in the beginning. Like, I thought it was hilarious.
I loved this show on the first episode.
Yeah.
I loved the first episode of the show. I thought it was amazing.
That's not a kick. I mean, I love the show, and then, like, I don't mind if shows try to do, like, add romance to it, but that all that melodrama and that pretty much that last quarter just ruined it for me.
Yeah, the way, like, it sort of kind of, like, ended. Like, that... Alright, do you want me to bring this topic up now?
What?
That I was going to bring up? Okay, here's the thing, what I've had a problem with for this first beginning of this year. I'm getting sick and tired of beach episodes and anything similar to that.
You're feeling like everyone felt like 2 years ago when everyone was watching it.
Well,
I thought it was mandatory.
Everyone's sick of beach episodes. Have you watched K-On! Season 2? Like, yes. 7 beach episodes?
I'm still watching it, and yes, I'm just getting sick and tired of that bullshit.
Fucking Misho is one season of beach episodes. My bad, go.
And, like, the way Zombie ended was, like, essentially the same way. Like, the very last episode was, like, them going to a fucking water park.
Yeah, it was pretty much just, like, an... What?
That's what made me drop it from a 9 to an 8.
Really? I thought that was just, like, something that was on the DVDs. I didn't think that was actually, you know...
It was the actual ending.
Yeah, actually. It was the actual last episode. Yeah.
Oh, it was weird. I was kind of confused, too. I thought it was an OVA when I watched it.
And I'm kind of confused on how they're going to follow it up into the second season, though.
Is there a second season?
There's a second season of Zombie Doo.
Coming out next year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Second season of fucking Bakuto Test starts.
I mean, if they keep to the formula they did for, like, the first, like, 6 episodes.
Yeah.
I love the show. Just keep doing that for, like, a season. That's fine with me. Just.
Yeah.
Avoid the melodrama.
You know the villain that they showed, that girl, what's her face? When they were going through all the magical girl shit and they introduced the villain, she reminded me of a goddamn Index villain a little bit, you know? I was just getting that.
Are you
that
talking feeling. About that one chick that, like, was fucking crazy and, like...
Yeah, the crazy girl.
And Hellscythe was, like, talking and, like, pretty much, like, beating the shit out of her with her words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she felt like an Index villain to me from the first season.
I guess.
Dragon Christ.
Dragon Christ, yeah.
You know what? I'll admit, this show had potential at the very, like, at the first episode, but from then on it was.
Are you talking about Dragon Crisis?
Yeah, Dragon Crisis.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Cause you know, I like the music when they were in school on the first episode.
It had Rie Kazumiya. How could he go wrong with it? I'm just saying, you know.
I hate her.
Really?
How can you go wrong? I hate her. That's how you can go wrong.
No, seriously, that lolly voice she does, whenever there's a show, except for Toradora, whenever there's a show she does it, I usually drop it.
You know what, yeah. You know what's funny is I've only seen Toradora with her, and besides that and her Alphonse in Fullmetal Alchemist is the only time I've heard her.
Right.
She's also in Fairy Tail.
And Dragon Crisis.
I don't know, I don't have a problem with Rie Kazumiya. I just don't like. I only thought. I don't know. I was gonna go with that.
She to me.
For some reason, she always does tsundere characters, and this was like kind of. This is kind of like interesting how she didn't do that type of character.
She did do a small lolly character. It's pretty much. Same voice for anyone.
But that was my feeling. Small and. That wasn't the only problem with this show. Is like the main guy. He was, you know, kind of a pussy, and you know he didn't really do that much for most of that show. Other than
this, reminds me of the main character from Freezing.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
They were like the same guy, same guy, only different voices. Maybe they fired the guy who voiced the guy in Freezing, and then they put him on this role with a different voice actor. I'd believe it.
I don't know about you guys, but I hated the show. I hated the show, and I finished it.
I had not finished this show yet.
That's how it was with Freezing and Rio Ramagate.
Yeah, it's just
despise the shows, but I still finished them.
Yeah, but it's like, part of me was laughing in the inside just at how bad it was. Like, there's just, I don't know, there's just so much wrong with it.
Yeah. I give the show like a 5.
I give it a 3.
Ooh. Really deep down there in the shit barrel.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, you want to go on to the next one?
Indeed.
Level E.
Level E! I like this show.
A lot of people did. I'm on the fence.
You loved it? I love you. I love you, man. I love you because you loved it. And
I'm still on the fence about this show.
Really? Still?
I gave it a 7.
I gave this an 8.
I gave it a 9.
Okay, let's just go up the ladder. Dave gave it a 10, didn't you, Dave? You gave it a 10.
I think I gave this a 7.
He did. He gave it a 10.
No, I gave this...
See, like a... once again, me and Dave are on the same fucking page, man.
I really, really like this show. I really did. I like this show. It's by the guy... I haven't read the manga, but it's by the guy who wrote Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter, which is coming back in August, is... one of his earlier works, 1997-6, and they made an anime finally about it, and it was pretty good. I liked it. Here's the problem I have with this.
It's just the one problem. I liked all the stuff in the very beginning with him in that dude's apartment and doing all that goofy ass shit, but then in the middle of the show, it just starts going off to this random stuff, and I just couldn't get myself.
I loved about it though.
You didn't like the Power Rangers?
No, I really didn't. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. I like the random goofy shit they were doing in the apartment, but outside of that, it's just. I don't know.
I like that one episode where they try and get that guy, and they're trying to get that girl married. I forget what they were. She was a queen, and she has she marries a guy and she has children or something, and
it terminates
the race.
That was towards the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it turns out the guy's actually a girl, and it was just I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and that's gonna be awesome.
The funniest part of the show, and I still remember it because I think it's goddamn hilarious, was when they were in it was the very beginning where they were in the alleyway and those dudes were beating up on that other guy.
And
he's I handled the situation well. I was so what'd you do? And he opens up the trash can, and he's fucking dead in the trash can.
Okay, when I was watching that scene, I screamed and fell out of my chair, because when he just winds up and then ground.
Oh god, I swear to god, I'm not gonna lie, I laughed my fucking ass off when he opened up the trash can he was in there.
Oh shit,
I don't know, but
that was pretty funny.
I guess according to the forums, everyone didn't like the filler stuff in the middle because it wasn't as good as the first three episodes.
That's how I feel about it.
But that's what I loved about it though, because it wasn't always random humor.
I will admit the whole
mini arc where they're in the Alps, that's a little rom com right there, and then you have the Power Rangers, that's a little take on the Shonen. It mixes it up, and that's it's always trolling, but at least it mixes up the formula.
I like that one episode where they were doing the baseball park. I really like that episode. I don't know about you.
Oh, that was interesting. You know what's actually funny about that episode? I was on my plane flight to Vegas, and I was watching that episode, and the part where those two aliens come out and start fighting each other. My dad looks over at my computer, and is like, "What the fuck are you watching?" it's anime. He's like, "Whatever," and then he went to sleep. It was so awkward because I was bored out of my mind. It was a 4-hour plane flight, and I just had to watch something. And I had level E, so I was "Fuck it, I'll watch this." Because I think it would have been better than watching K-On. And then my dad looking over at me watching this.
Moe girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I was surprised. How good Level E was, because I really didn't expect anything from this show. I mean, it was from a studio that I didn't really know about, David Production. I don't know what else they did, but it was.
I think they worked with Studio Paro on it too.
Yeah, Studio Paro and David Production.
Yeah, but it was pretty interesting, and I liked the whole troll antics of the aliens, and it was a neat concept.
I'm not saying the middle parts were bad. I mean, there were some humorous parts to it, like in order for the Power Rangers to use their powers, they'd do tongue twisters.
Oh yeah, I love that shit.
That was actually pretty funny. Great. It wasn't all bad. It's just I don't know.
It didn't live up to the first arc.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Want
to move to Necro?
The big one. The big daddy.
Firaktail.
Great. Man, remember how everyone was bitching after the first episode about, oh, everyone's hair color is different? I'm not going to say.
This actually was an honorable mention on one of my deteriorated shows. No, it was on my top five, like, honorable mentions for best first episodes. That's what it was. Because that first episode was, like, really, really interesting, and it introduced, like, this world, and I was, like, really hooked, and then it just kind of dropped from there.
You know what? I love shows where they take 10 episodes, and they make, like, a very big journey, and then on the last episode, they explain everything. I just love that. It's so fucking awkward when you watch that. Like, the last episode of Fractale, where the whole thing, like, half, I think it's, like, 70, 80% of the episode is them talking about what's actually, like, the past and history and stuff like that. Everything that actually goes on. Mm-hmm. I think, was it 80%? It was some high.
It was a good portion.
It was a good portion of that episode was explaining. I just love how awkward that kind of was for a lot of people, because it just leaves off on a very weird note, because it starts off like it's going to be a subtle anime, kind of like actually when it started off, I got a feeling of Yokohama shopping trip a little bit from it, the manga, and I was kind of getting into it, but then last episode rolled around and everything started getting really military near the end, and I don't know, that dynamic changed a lot.
That's kind of how I felt about my number one deteriorated series. But y'all don't know what that is, because I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, what was your number two? I guess we'll never find out.
You want me to say? I'll say real quick. It was Elf and Light manga.
Oh, okay.
It was that Elf and Light manga.
Okay.
For the same exact reason that you just brought up.
Really?
It became too militarized at the very end. But that's totally different topic.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about Fractale. I mean, it was alright. I give it a 7.
I'm not mad at it. I'm just disappointed at what it could have done, but it didn't do things that well. I mean, it was still, like, really... It was really colorful. I'll give it that, but,
It was colorful. It did have colors. Yeah, it did. It did have colors.
Kanahanazawa.
It did have Kanahanazawa in it. Yep. This is her first role that Dave recognized her in, I think. Right, Dave?
No.
Right, Dave?
What?
Right, Dave?
No.
What are you talking
Isn't
about?
This your first role that you said, oh, I like this voice actress?
No, it was Kuragahime.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
Is there some delay here?
I understand. For you.
Okay, I guess. No, well, I'm getting, like, responses.
Say when.
Like,
say when.
When.
I heard that.
It's so long.
That is a big delay. Oh, good. Okay. Well, whatever. We'll just move on.
Yep.
Well, Arrow, you want to say something about it?
I'll jump on your point. I did like the universe they tried to set up. But the biggest problem I had is that I felt like the director didn't know what he wanted to talk about. Like, he, like, because I felt like at some points he was going to talk about socialism, and then it just, like, he had so many messages, but he could never settle on one message to talk about. So that's why I think it kind of just became this hodgepodge of just nonsensical shit. So.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling too.
Yeah, and then, like, because. In the beginning, like, they made it seem like, oh, it's all about, like, connection and, like, how he hated the world because, like, everyone's, like, using the whole, the Doppel system? Or is it one of
No, the Doppels were, like, those avatars.
Fractale system.
Yeah, no. I mean, he hated the Doppels because, like, he'd rather, like, see people in person than talk to
them. Yeah.
So that's why, so I thought I was going to be talking about, like, connection and, like, you know, something about our social networking and, like, how society's moving towards that. And then it starts talking about socialism, and then
a cult is formed, and
yeah, there was the cult, and then it was like forcing people for like against their will, whether it's the right thing to do or not, and yeah.
and then gets...
Yeah, it just kind of fell apart. And then you find out that God's a retard at the very end.
Yeah.
I give it a 5.
I was very lenient on this show because of how... I don't like judging shows by animation. I don't get what you guys do that for.
I don't... Well, it depends.
Like, I can't do that because I like to watch animes from the 70s like Space Battleship Yamato. And,
but Vincito, you have to express the taste of the soup by dancing.
What? Fucking right, man!
That was so retarded.
Oh, it was the best part of that show.
Stupid.
Anyways.
So yeah, Wandering Sun.
Wandering Sun.
Oh my god.
Or Musico.
Okay, I'm sorry guys. I'm going to go ahead and say I am very partial to this anime. I am going to be the Wandering Sun fanboy over here and say this is probably my favorite show.
It's because of the girl.
It is because of that. It is very that, and because it's by creators of Oihana.
Yeah.
Was it creators? Was it creators? No. Yeah, it was.
No, it was the same. Wait, was
it? Writer.
Same writer.
What?
Same writer. That's what I meant.
Kind of. Somewhat. A little bit. And the art style reminded me of that too. So I am very partial to Wandering Sun.
I thought it was pretty good. I had a.
I never finished.
Hearing from someone who was reading the manga how disappointed he was in the anime because it skipped over so much stuff. Apparently, a lot of people who were fans of the manga were so mad at what they skipped over in the show because it's like apparently they skipped over the like why this kid was interested in this girl and all that kind of stuff. And it was kind of confusing, right. You know. That's why it was so confusing at the end. Like, who's a girl and who's a boy? But I don't know. I still liked it. I guess I liked it for what it was.
I have read the manga a little bit, and it is very different. It's a very different experience reading the manga and watching the anime. It's a very.
I think what really stood out for me was the art style.
I
like the art style a lot.
I did too.
Very soft.
Yeah, very soft tone colors and stuff.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think
about it, Arrow?
So, yeah. Good writing, I guess. Like, I really enjoyed it. The drama, it didn't feel like it wasn't melodrama. There was tension.
I like that. It felt like a very adult anime, kind of. It wasn't very melodrama-ish or very angsty. At all. Well, it had angst because it is about fucking teenagers, so you have to have a little bit of angst.
Is it about teenagers? Because I'm pretty sure.
Middle school kids.
No, tweens. I don't give a shit what you call them.
It's middle school. So.
Wait, middle school?
No, I thought they were in elementary. They were
no,
fifth
they
grade.
Start out in elementary school, but they're in middle school in the anime.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, so I never read the manga, but, there was, like, I guess a lot of the details you kind of just picked up as you go along. Like, in the beginning, like, they kept showing their one adult friend, that one chick. I didn't know it was a tranny.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I just thought it was, like, a family friend, and then eventually, like, I found out once that other dude found out, which I thought was kind of interesting.
It's different.
I mean, they throw you headfirst into this, like, this group of friends, and, like, there's no clear backstory, so it's kind of hard to tell, like, exactly what's going on or what's this character doing or thinking. But, like, even so, like, this was still, as far as, like, anime, it was probably really well written, and I enjoyed it a lot.
You know what? Can I just say something? Fuck anime producers. Can you please stop making these animes 11 episodes long so they can actually get their fucking point across? I mean, I'm not mad at anybody else except for certain people, like, producers who just love to... Who just need to make something that's... there's a lot of reasons, too. There could be a lot of reasons. What do you guys think?
That's why
it's more of a broadcasting.
It's about a broadcasting something. Broadcasting
whatever it is, I'm just pissed off that Usagi Drop's only going to be 11 episodes long.
Yeah, that really has me concerned right now.
Yeah. Because I just picked up the manga, and I'm really digging that series, and then it kind of pissed me off that it's only 11 episodes.
And then they also said, too, like, it's not going to be her as a child the entire time.
What?!
Yeah, or Rin.
Oh.
Like, they're gonna, like, I don't know, these are just rumors, but they do say that it's gonna be the full story, or a good portion of the story.
11 episodes.
Yeah.
Wait to see that.
Alright, Dave.
So anyways.
What are we doing now?
Oh, sidetrack? Quick question. How do you pronounce it? Like, is it Neudemann or Neudema?
Oh, it's animation spelled backwards.
Yeah, so how do you say it, though? You just say animation, or...?
No one knows.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Animation spelled backwards is a... You know, the people who produced Tsutami Galaxy. Shiki and... What?
Neutamina.
Neutamina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Neutamina. There we go. I'm a genius. What do you guys got to say about that?
Speaking of genius, Sweet Precure.
Sweet Precure. I watched it. Okay. I'm the only one. I'm the only one. No one needs to say anything because I know I'm the only creepy 20-year-old male that watched this damn show here that's actually talking. Right. Don't watch the show. That's all you got to say. I don't know. What do you want me to say? It's fucking Magical Girl. Well, you want me to recommend it to you guys?
I started it.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you think? Say you loved it.
Just it was too cute for me. It was
it's
way
too cute for you.
Yeah.
Too cutesy.
This is my first...
I didn't really try to spoil myself with it, but I did go to my anime list and all the forums and stuff, and people say, it does have good messages. The characters do develop, and the story does get better. I just don't have the patience.
Oh, I disagree wholeheartedly to half of that shit, but...
Really?
every episode for, the first 15... Or not 15, for, the first 11 episodes is they get in a fight, then they battle some creatures, and they're friends again. That's pretty much the first 10 episodes wrapped into a very small straw.
How many are there? 40? 50?
What do you mean? Sweet Precure?
Yeah.
This is a new IP in...
No, this.
What?
I thought this.
No, this is not. This has nothing to do with Hardcatch at all.
Oh, really? Oh.
Nothing at all to do with the Pretty Cure series. This is another series entirely. This is my first Precure series. So.
So then, how long is it then?
Only 14, 15 episodes in right now.
Oh.
It's still going.
Okay.
I don't know how many. It's made for girls, so don't watch this unless you're a 12-year-old or younger girl.
Right.
So Gabe like it.
Well, Cardcaptor Sakura.
What?
Cardcaptor Sakura.
Everyone could love Cardcaptor, but then again, everyone could like Princess Tutu if they really watch that. If you want to watch Tutu, you know, I'm up. I can watch it with you guys. Yeah. No. Okay.
All right. Then we need to.
We can. Are we done?
Do you want to watch My Magic and Family Day?
I know, that's why I was going to skip over.
Because that was never sub.
Can we talk about the OVAs now?
Yeah, we can.
I thought we were going to go through spring and then we're going to do OVAs. All of them at the very end.
Well, I mean, there's only one OVA that I want to talk about.
Okay. What is it? All right, we can do that.
Future Diary?
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah. What about it?
I thought y'all were going to say... I
thought Vincito had something in the beginning.
What?
Tribute. Because you said you wanted to talk about it earlier.
You know what? I don't think that was really an OVA. That felt like an extended trailer.
Fucking trailer. Shut up. Yeah. That was a trailer.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, pilot episode, my fucking ass.
That's why I didn't was so critical on that OVA series, because it felt like a promo for the actual TV series.
I'm a giant fan.
And you know what? It's happening, Ven. It's coming this...
It is happening.
It's coming this fall.
Let's just hope Ass Reed doesn't fuck it up with their fucking asses. Stupid Ass Reed. I can't tell. I just can't stand how they dare to call it an OVA when it should be a PV at the best.
Oh, I did watch the ONA in the winter.
What one?
The Hokage no Pleatus.
I watched that too.
Yeah.
Wait, was that the one about the cars?
Yeah, that was the one about the... it was a Magical Girl and when they had these staves, and whenever they would fly around with them, they would sound like cars. They would rev them up, and it would sound like a car revving up, and then they would just drive off.
What was the main character's name? Subaru.
Yeah, I think so. Because yeah. This was like Gainax Subaru collaboration.
Yeah.
It was really interesting, to say the least.
Dave and me watched Golart Nights together.
Did we?
Didn't we, Dave? Did we? I don't remember. Did we watch that together? They had the worst fucking dog I have ever seen in animation.
All right, what are we on?
That one.
Do you remember that?
What are we on?
You missed the entire winter season.
No way. Oh, wait, winter. Okay, never mind. It's fine.
Golart Nights.
They have, in Golart Nights, the worst animated dog in existence of animated dogs. I don't know if that counts for anything.
Every time it popped up on screen, it had the stupidest face ever.
I couldn't stand it. I burst out laughing when I saw it the first time. And then every time he went on screen, I just couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest dog I've ever seen in my life.
What are we talking about?
Because he looked so stupid. Oh, Golart Nights. We're just talking about OVAs.
Oh, okay, we're on OVAs.
Yeah.
All right.
Like that's the only thing I can really say about the episode, because the rest of the episode I blanked from my memory. Because that fucking dog. It's so funny. I'm sorry, Dave. You remember, I was laughing my ass off.
It was funny.
I didn't laugh.
Because it was bad.
It was pretty... Because it was such a badly drawn dog. I just love it. And who did this? Who did that?
It was Lantis,
wasn't it?
Lantis, yeah. Oh, man. Lantis makes the worst looking dog ever. Okay.
All right. I want to close out the winter then.